Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go! Booty, booty, it's time to get this party started. Booty, booty, it's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mitts and now it's time to go. Cause it's the booty, booty, it's time to get this party started. It's the booty, booty, it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is booty, booty. It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to Footy Prime News and Dubs, your one-stop destination for footy news and dubs. Yeah, that's Amy Walsh. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
So, Timber Titan, one question that needs to be answered. If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Obviously, because...
No, it does not, because sound can only exist. Sound is vibration, you see. And vibration is picked up by the sound, but by our eardrums or an aminal's eardrum, etc. If there's nothing to pick up the vibration, then the sound, as we call it, does not exist.
Because sound is like almost an intangible concept.
I don't know. What am I, a Scientologist?
But there's always going to be some kind of animal around a tree, you would think, isn't there? In a forest. Always. There's no forest out there with no animals.
Sarah McLachlan is singing to those poor little squirrels that get crushed by those trees.
I will remember you.
The saddest commercials of all time. If that didn't guilt you to hate animals and Sarah McLachlan, then I don't know what's wrong with you.
What if a tree falls inside Craig Forest? then do we?
If Craig Forest falls in the forest, does anyone hear him?
Yep. Ow, fuck!
No.
No? No one hears it?
No.
Oh, well, there you have it. Timber Titans. You can watch that now on Discovery in Canada and somewhere else in the States.
Weather Network.
Oh. And our boy, JC, his dulcet tones are the narration of the show.
So good. Bravo, JC.
What did you call me? Good.
Bravo.
Dulcet.
What does dulcet mean? Because whenever you talk about someone's voice, no matter who it is, it was, oh, well, you and your dulcet tones.
It's like soothing and pleasing, is it not?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Pleasing. Must have me confused with others.
Sweet and soothing. Yeah.
So like John Walker.
Right on.
John Walker would be dulcet tones, right, Craig?
Yeah.
Fucking 3 days ago.
It's Footy Prime, everybody. That's Craig Forrest, and that's Amy Walsh, JC, Jeff Cole, Dan Wong, James Sharman, John Walk. And Jimmy's going to join us in about 15 minutes for the Sexy Six, which is now the Sexy Four. We've taken Chris Corrigan, supporters club member, his advice. It makes sense. Although, and I'm so happy that Dubs is shaking her head. So each week we'll rotate who asks the questions. And this week, my mistake, I asked Jimmy and Craig to jump in on the party, along with the supporters club and myself. The two worst fucking questions you could possibly get. No thought put into them whatsoever. I mean, interesting conversation pieces, sure. But questions for the 66? Jesus Christ. How long did it take you to come with that one, Craig?
A long time.
More thought was put into that answer.
Exactly.
You'll find out, listeners, when we get to the 66. It's a question that, again, it's a good question to discuss as a topic before, you know, the depth of question we need for the 66 maybe is left a little bit wanting. You could have reframed it somewhat.
It's now the flaccid four.
The flaccid four.
That's really what it is. It was destined to become. It was just a matter of time.
You know what? Can we call it that moving forward, JC? I know you made that. It's an amazing song. Can you redo it? Flaccid four?
Of course. But I'll change it to the flaccid four. Timber!
That made me flaccid. I don't know why I was hard earlier, but now that made me flaccid.
Hey, good response from our Victor interview yesterday. Lots of people listened to it already. If you haven't had a chance, we had a bonus podcast on Thursday. Victor Montaliani, CONCACAF president, FIFA vice president, joined us. Got to a lot of topics, of course. Jim, obviously, listen, it's his job to be positive. And there was that general sense of optimism around what the future lies with the World Cup announcements last weekend, of course. But some interesting points there as well. I found it interesting, Dubs, talking about Saudi Arabia. And you asked a question. He was over there and you asked, he watched a women's game, actually, women's Saudi Arabian Women's League. And you asked a question, were women allowed in the stadium? It's a very good question. Yeah. And he said, yeah, not just that, but he said that 35% of the Saudi Arabian Football Association is women, which is more than any other association. Tokenism, Dubs, or do you think that's progress? It's hard to say without knowing the details, obviously, but it's something.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think it's almost, you know, you this league has started and maybe it is for optics and tokenism, but I don't think you can discount with one, you know, like with one sweeping movement or thought or discussion what those women are doing and then what those women are doing in that organization. Like that's something, right? You have to take a step back and acknowledge that and salute them for it. We don't know how they're treated in that organization or what type of roles they're given. But I think that's a positive step.
They're also building iPhones while they're working. So it's a double up. 35% women, but they're all building iPhones.
They work remotely from prison.
That's right. But I mean, it is something that we need to look into, though, I think, a little bit further. Just in general, the Saudi Arabian Women's League. Because we're happy to hammer Saudi Arabia and make all these comments, which are, you know, kind of typical of the situation, but we don't actually know the situation there. Who is playing in this league in a country that up until recently didn't allow women into stadiums? Who's playing in this league? I don't care about equality. The fact there's a league, a women's league, is, I suppose, progress. But without knowing much more, it's hard to make, you know, smart-ass comments about it, Craig.
And they can drive, so they can probably drive themselves to the games now, which is just a big win.
Progress again.
Very exciting.
You've got to start somewhere, right? Start with the driving.
Yeah. Apparently, it's really hard. They can get a license, but it's not as easy as a male. They have to go jump through hoops to get a license.
Well, not only that, Craig, remember we had breakfast and we were speaking to an expat from Saudi Arabia, a woman who was working downtown, and she told us that, yes, you can drive, but you need someone in your family or someone approved by your family who's a male to be in the car with you.
Hmm. Really?
So, yeah.
It's like a perennial learner's permit.
Yeah.
It's like a G1, as they call them in Ontario. Yeah.
Yeah. Gender permit. Yeah. I mean, it's all very well to be allowed to drive, but also culturally, a lot of families won't allow the woman to drive still over there. I've read about that. So,
yeah, it's a paradox of sorts, right? So you recognize you don't want to be dismissive of a league. You want to salute the coaches and the people that you're employing. Are there women's coaches? I don't know. I'd like to know more about that. But the players in the league is a good thing. The fact that 35% of the Saudi FA? Is that what he said? Or the league admin and brass is 35%?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Regardless, that's a good thing. So I don't want to be dismissive of all that, but that is within a societal structure that is not allowing women to exist, really, or to have a normal existence compared to what men have. It's very
autonomy, difficult. Agency, all of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fact is, it'd be perfect to hit a switch and suddenly everything's perfect. That's just not reality, right? It's not possible. So if you are seeing progress, you should salute that, I suppose, if it's the right kind of progress, and not just, like you said, be dismissive. Well, in the past, it's been terrible, so therefore it'll always be terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just found a breaking news site that said Joey Barton is going to be the head of the Saudi Arabian Women's League. So,
again, progress. They're now appointing dickheads.
That's right. Yeah. And the bell end in Saudi Arabia.
That's the new logo, and it's pink.
Or rose.
Rose.
Yo, Rose. Oh,
we like to call Dubs. It rose gold.
Yeah. Dubs called out. Dubs called out the president on CONCACAF as to why the W Gold Cup is pink or rose, as Victor said.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
You're such an asshole.
I know.
You really are.
I really am. I'm the dick.
No, it's a good chat, though. Victor's always so candid with us. And he also alluded to the fact that there seems to be an agreement in place, Craig, with Media Pro and Canada Soccer Business, that there might be a solution, at least in the short term, to that. He kind of dropped that. And they'll announce it when they announce it, which, again, is, I suppose, positive compared to this time last week when the walls were crumbling.
Exactly. The walls were falling in. Yeah, they were closing the doors. It was all over. And they've been resurrected, it seems. For how long? Who knows?
I think it's 1 year at a time, right? Get this season, CPL season in particular, broadcast. Mm-hmm.
It's got to be 2 years, right? This would cause issues. Isn't there something in the FIFA bylaws that a nation that hosts the FIFA World Cup needs a domestic league? Isn't that part of all of why this was created? So CPL and doesn't mean they're going away, but not having a broadcaster to broadcast your games goes back to our old meme of if there's a soccer match being played in Canada and no one watches it, does it actually exist? Right? So let's be honest. This is good for Canada soccer, CPL. It's good for Canada soccer. It's good for One Soccer if they can pull it off. It's good for CONCACAF because that's a building block with the partnership with Media Pro. And this is all the Venn diagram circles that we're drawing here. But then it also is good for FIFA and North American soccer in general. So,
well, yeah, I still suspect Media Pro's on their way out completely. They're gone from Canadian football circles as far as a stakeholder and investor. I'm pretty sure that's done. I think this is going to be a short-term deal to get them through this season. And then they'll start figuring things out for next season over the next few weeks and months, Craig. It seems that that'll be the solution because it seems there's been too many bridges burnt there to resurrect any kind of long-term relationship.
Yeah, and with the changes at Media Pro and with this Chinese investment, they've obviously looked at things and seen that there's a problem and, you know, looking to cut the fat and their losses is really what I think the end game is for Media Pro.
And then listen, with the courts potentially getting involved, the threat at least of the courts, whoever's in the wrong knows they're in the wrong, and there's a lot of money at stake here, so maybe it's just cheaper on both sides just to get through the season, sign off, sure, let's get together for a year. Let's throw that court problem out the window for the time being.
Is this like getting divorced, Sharms?
I don't know, you tell me.
No, but it's like getting divorced. Okay, I'm giving it the analogy, you're getting divorced. You're getting divorced, but you have that period where you're like, hey, let's try and make this amicable as it can be.
Yeah.
But you're still living in the same fucking house.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is brutal. Every day you hate each other more.
Yeah. Like when you, not to go into your private life here, Wango, but you know, you're quite open with your divorce and you have a very good relationship with your ex.
Yeah.
Were you in the house?
Oh, yeah.
For a while? You were you?
Yeah. We probably about 6 to 7 months where I had gone through the experience with my brother that he got a place close to his house that I had visited that just worked, but it didn't work well. It was like an apartment around the corner that the kids, and I went, I'm not moving into a place like that. And I knew that it was very important to me having the kids 50% because that was non-negotiable, that I needed a house that I could be proud of or an apartment that I could be proud of, that I, it wouldn't be a big deal and it had to be somewhat close by. So there was a 6 month, you know, 6 month term where I said, hey, I will look and find a place, get out of your hair. Let's go away, go and be amicable.
Was it difficult when you brought your Tinder dates back to the house?
Well, it wasn't Tinder back then. It was still
drunk at the bar.
Yeah, it's just the bar girls. It's a little more random.
And drunk. I spat out my coffee there. And I thought about a new show.
Oh.
JC can also be the voice. Tinder Titans.
Tinder Titans. Tinder Titans.
What would be the voice for that, JC? What voice would you use for Tinder Titans?
Hey, welcome to Tinder Titans. Who's going to get herpes this week?
I actually met my wife on Tinder, just saying. So.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
We've got to delve into that.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. It can happen, right?
It does. It can and it does.
That's amazing.
Which way do you swipe? I've never been on any of these apps.
Pardon?
Towards the girls, I think, for him.
Yeah. Back to front.
That's how they teach you, right, JC?
Never back to front.
No, never back to front. Never.
Well, that's why JC does it that way. That's how he caught Mel.
He's a keeper. Yeah,
is it left or right though? If you like the girl or the dude, which way is it? You swipe right.
I think it's swipe right.
Yeah.
Swipe. Yeah. If you swipe right,
he doesn't know JC because he stopped at Mel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Was it first swipe? Was she your first swipe?
She was the first one that popped up. I'm like, well, I guess I'm gonna marry this one. Couldn't figure out how to swipe.
I just missed out on the older online dating. Just missed out on it.
Crying I'm not shame. Disappointed.
Mm. I did it for, I think, 2 months. I went on one date and I realized that Tinder and all those apps are racist. So it was very enlightening to me. Yeah. Women, Asian men are the least clicked on. I was another. Because I don't consider myself full Asian or a black woman. So,
what?
And my amplification was very minimal, and I did horribly on those apps. And I went, what is going on here?
Wait. So you're playing the race card here. That's the reason no one swept it. It must be my race.
Yeah.
It's not the picture I put on there or the description or what I'm looking for.
Oh, my God. I was charming as fuck.
You arrogant prick. No, oh, it's a race. That
fully
must be
race
the whole
card.
Reason.
Fully race card. They actually created in New York City, Asian men, black women dating group because it was so prominent that Asian men and black women were not being look it up. It's like there's full articles on it. No, and not that that was the only reason. Obviously, I'm not as good looking as I think I am, but
you're highly confident.
I'm highly confident. But what I realized is you can be good in a bar. You can be good on the dance floor, good in a boardroom, meeting people, all of these things, but it doesn't translate to a digital virtual world. Mm. And So I'm playing the race card.
You're suggesting that you're good on the dance floor. You're good in the boardroom. You're good at the bar. You're good everywhere else.
Average and bad.
Average and bad.
I will vouch for that. Wonger in a bar is it's something to be reckoned with.
No, I've seen it. He's like a whirlwind.
Oh,
everyone knows Wonger, right? By the end of the night, everyone.
Mm-hmm. They can hear him.
Yeah, they know Steve. Actually, they know Steve Chan.
Well, I always told Craig, I don't go out to meet women. I don't go out. I go and have fun, and I realized pretty quickly that if you're having fun, people, all kinds of people, are attracted to fun at a bar. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I went out. I just be yourself. and not worry about what's next. And then you're open to conversation. You're open to meeting new people, all of those things. So, yeah. Fuck you, Tinder and Tinder Titans, that new show.
Gross.
Oh. I thought it was going to be Crushinator 3000.
Yeah.
Hi, folks. Like, really?
Crushinator, remember him? That was great. What a
they
review.
Fucking hated us.
Hugs Wizard is the new Crushinator. Right. Maybe, and by the way, Dubs, I do appreciate. I just noticed you are now labeled here as Pugs Wizard. Is it you?
Imagine that's been my burner the whole time, not Rhonda Brownlee, not anybody who's complimentary of the pod, but the person leaving the bad reviews is me.
We know that you're not Carrie Ryan because she was on the show Monday. So at least we know that's that true. Much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about Crushinator. He was just full of vitriol, wasn't he? He just despised us. Wow.
I'm finding him. I'm going to read Crushinator later on. Yeah.
Jimmy should be here soon, we hope, for the Flaccid Four. one of the questions, not to give, well, I guess a giveaway to a certain point, it's kind of, Jimmy's question kind of comes off the whole blue card suggestion. Under Sin Bin trial set to be approved by the football lawmakers, IFAB, the Telegraph reports a blue card will send a player to the sidelines for 10 minutes. Dissent and cynical fouls will be punished with a blue card. Two blues earn a red. Now, Dubs is very adamant to enforce that this is not happening straight away. It's been suggested they might trial it at certain levels. Of all the stupid things in football that have been suggested over the years, might this be it?
Yeah, I think it might be. I think the intent of it, you know, to get rid of crowding around the referees and these cynical fouls is probably coming from a good place, but football doesn't need more interventions. We need to be streamlining VAR. We need to be sort of breaking that down, making it less complex. And then it's also, how do you define a cynical foul? It brings in more subjectivity and more room for error and just making the game clunky. You know, we want the game to be fluid. We want it to be watchable, which it is, both women's and men's game. And now we're going to be putting more stoppages in it, you know, make it more stop-start, making it unwatchable. So I don't think it's the way to go.
Yeah, the simplicity of the game is what they, you know, simplicity is genius, my old manager used to say. And Johnny Lyle, they don't need any more of this. And it's not, when you really think about it, what's going to happen? Say somebody gets put in the simbit and they've already got yellows and reds that they can use anyway. You know, what's going to happen? It's going to be 10 minutes of absolute time wasting to try to get through the 10 minutes shorthanded. It's not like a power play in hockey. It's not like what they've instituted into rugby, which works really well. But when you get penalized in rugby, it's really... You know, they back you up 10 yards and you can kick for three. You know, it's bigger. It's a bigger deal. But I don't think it works in football in the same way. Certain things, I think the crowding of the referee, like Amy says, is something that they have to get rid of. But they can do that with what they have already. They don't need to complicate things more. Like, what the hell are they thinking? But we'll see. I don't think it happens.
I want to know, too, do you think that they really deliberated for a long time about the color of the card? There were so many meetings spent talking about this.
We're going with committees.
We're going with electric blue. No, azure. No. We want azure.
Imagine the arguments over the color of the card.
Yeah.
It would have been like nasty, I bet you. It would have gone on for hours, these debates. What's the least offensive color? Well, blue, it's very male blue, isn't it? It's associated with male men. To me, it's a sexist card.
Are you pulling out the sexist card?
I'm pulling out the sexist card now. Yeah.
You're not going to get a date then.
No. I think it's just, it's ludicrous.
There is a lack of respect in the game that has to be pushed out of it. And that's something we see in rugby that works so well, the respect that the players have for the officials. And that needs to be brought into the game. Dissent and crowding of referees and lack of respect toward officials has got to be cleaned up.
I wonder then, instead of penalizing and talking about more cards and things like that, why don't you incentivize teams? like much the way, you know, there's a, and I fucking hate this award, but like the fair play award, right? You're looking at how many yellow cards or red cards a team accrues throughout the tournament or doesn't. And then that team gets awarded the fair play award. I wonder if there's a way to analyze these situations, the way your manager is behaving on the touchline towards the fourth official. If there's any, you know, designated behaviors that are exhibited during the game, then you're not docked points. But for the teams who don't, then they get not an extra point in the standings. I'm not talking about that, but you give them, you award them somehow, or you reward them somehow for that instead of interrupting the game and the game flow.
You know what you do? And then this would actually probably work if because you can't give points or, you know, standings, right? But maybe you do something with financial fair play. You give them a little mulligan or something there, a little financial motivation. That if you win the fair play award, and again, I'm with you, I hate fair play awards because you've got to play tough, you've got to play physical to a certain degree. But if there's some way of doing that, that gives you maybe an extra, I don't know, million euros beyond your revenue expenses spreadsheet, and it gives you that edge perhaps. Would that be a motivation to players, or is that purely give me a motivation to the management, the guys at the top of the table?
You know, they've done something that similar back in the day. I know that I think it was the Intertoto, that the team with the fair play.
I love
play.
When you talk about Intertoto. I love it so much.
Footy Prime bingo.
Yeah. People forget that tournament. It was so big. There was three winners every year.
Yeah.
You were saying, though, I interrupted. You're talking about incentives back then when we did something similar.
Yeah. So the fair play team got a spot into the Intertoto.
Okay.
But again, it was subjective and it was kind of, yeah. And it's not an incentive for the players.
No, because
I wonder about that, though.
You're not pulling out of tackles, are you? Because you got to, you know, maintain your fair play standings.
No.
No, but what if it was a place, I mean, not in Europe, but in like maybe you get a bye in the draw for the FA Cup or something like that, you know, like where you get a home field advantage or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, something. Well, maybe we'll get to a little bit more in the Flaccid Four because Jimmy's just joined us. Hey, Jimmy.
Hi. How's everybody?
Speaking of Flaccid.
We're calling it Flaccid Four now, Jimmy. Simply, well, two reasons. Firstly, there's four questions. Secondly, two of those questions are absolutely shite. Mm-hmm. Yours and Craig's. So today it's a Flaccid Four, but it might be the Flaccid Four moving forward.
What do you mean mine's Flaccid?
Well, we'll get to it and I'm going to let the listeners decide.
I feel like we've already talked about it. I have nothing else to add.
I know. It's a good question, but it's just a question that will last an entire show to really get into as opposed to like a 45-second to one-minute answer.
You're being very hard.
Yeah.
Well, the opposite of Flaccid Four.
Well, let's get to it, shall we? We still have the intro music, Sexy Six, and we're still playing that because it's amazing. But JC's going to work on the Flaccid Four.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so JC, roll
the hottest takes on the hottest questions from the hottest team in sports. This is the Sexy Six.
There were six questions. There's six of us. That's why they call it the 66 with us.
Six. All right. It's a Sexy Six. However, it's a Flaccid Four. We've got four questions because we kept running out of time. And we've already answered one of them actually today. But, four questions. The random questionnaires today are Craig and Jimmy, as discussed, the supporters club, who will always have a question, and myself. All right. So let's start with mine. And you can answer your own questions, right? And we'll let the others determine points. So number one, the first question is, the transfer window just closed in Europe, pretty much, although I think Turkey's still open till today, and there's still talk about Insigne going to Beşiktaş, but I doubt it's going to happen. Anyway, the question is, if you watched the last month or so, all these announcement videos, right, all these clubs are getting very creative in how they announce their new signings. What would your video be, okay, if you could design it? I'm going to start with Wonga here. You're muted. You're muted.
Muted Wonga.
Aha!
Still muted.
He's still muted. There we go.
Still muted.
You need a pointing wand.
It would show someone on a Tinder date swiping left, and that's all it would be. And then I would come out of the phone. I'd walk right out of the phone and into the stadium and into the scoreboard, and then have all my highlights come through the scoreboard.
That's pretty good.
And then all to the song of We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You by Queen. Just like right off the top. Dom, dom, tsh, and Wonger comes out of the phone swiping.
Again, he's like, a confident fella.
Your step into the stadium would be better than Phil Neville's when he was announced as head coach of Portland.
Oh, yeah. That was really so bad. Like jittery. That was not good.
Be more agile than he was.
Yeah.
So would it be, though, you'd... All the left swipe, so the nose,
yeah,
and Tinder would be the players, people,
other players that they didn't want.
I love it.
Yeah, like Ronaldo and Pele.
Yeah, and then Wonga's stupid Wonga face shows up.
Right swipe.
Yeah, and I'm on the toilet in the picture, and I come off the toilet.
Now you're losing points now.
No.
Actually, you're gaining points. That's 12 points. I'll give you 12 points for that. Give me 12.
Thank you. 12 points.
Yeah, that was really good. I like that one. All right, Dubs.
Okay, growing up, and this is much to our significant other's chagrin now, my dad always had a video camera, but like one of those ones that looked like the CBC camera guy video cameras. Like it was like this massive video camera in the 80s. And we loved rich. Watching home videos. What's that?
Loaded.
Rich. Loaded. Rich kid.
Oh, God. He had no money. This probably like sucked all the Christmas presents one year.
It's like, here's one. Here you go, kids. Yeah, it's me.
Dad's turn, but this is also for you. And my dad has one of those old Adidas like bowling bags that have all the old cassettes in it. And we're like, home videos, but only we like it. So I'm thinking like my video would be unveiling me would be like Amy Walsh is like looking like a little boy, bad teeth, awkward stages, like playing sports, being really annoying to my older brother in home videos, and then current day Amy Walsh in the kit is unveiled.
Oh, with the great teeth and beautiful, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're worse than Wonga. Jesus.
The cocoon. She came out of the cocoon, the Walsh family cocoon, into stardom.
That'd be nice. So it's kind of, and it's kind of like that Super 8 kind of video, right?
Yeah, and the video, it like the small cassette that came out of my dad's video camera fit into like a VHS cassette that kind of sprung up. Yeah, and then once you put it in, it went.
and then the porno popped up.
Yeah. Said, oh, mom, dad, shit.
Yeah. Trying to freeze it. Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
That would be good, though. I like that. That's a nice one. I'll give you 10 points for that, Dubs.
Okay.
There was one cup, involved, two girls so. Comes up.
Oh. Yeah. Bleu nuit.
I'm yet to say that one, by the way.
Say nuit. Chote.
Yeah. All right, Craig, what would your announcement video be?
Well, I come in one of those. Remember that boxing mat? Was it Tyson when that guy comes in one of those parachutes with the fan on the back?
The fan man. And then he got beat up in the crowd.
I want to be that guy.
GC.
Yeah. Well, not doing that, Amy. That's something else.
Yeah.
What?
It's like the cross country skiing.
Yeah.
Look at your dad's video.
No. Stop it.
So we're talking like halftime of a match here or something? Like you're gonna just like get the grand announcement and over Upton Park comes
Green
Forest
in the
new time. Amazing.
Yeah.
The little legs and the big long torso trying to land.
So wait, Forrest, is this live? like with the stadium filled with like the next signing? Or is this like filmed and then they're showing
he's
it?
He's not going
to
tell anybody, Amy. He's just going to do it. It's live in a game. They get beaten up
in the sky, waiting for the signal.
Fly straight into the president's suite.
Yeah. I'll be
10
like
points, Greg. 10 points.
Those cameras. What are they? Those cameras in the middle of the stadium, those cable cams. Would be
the
like
spider cams.
Yes.
Yeah. It'd be amazing. Yeah. Getting all caught up in it. Oh, we just killed himself. No. Yeah, it's gone terribly wrong. Our new signing just sent himself. Two more points for Craig dying. All right, 12. All right, JC.
Speaking of dying, how about the reverse? Mine would be it would be filmed on Amy Walsh's dad's camera, and it would be a birthing video. So there'd be legs open, it'd be all grainy, and then all of a sudden, bleh, hey, it's me! I'd be burst onto the field, placenta and all, and you know, and then that's it.
Would it be the chairman's legs?
Yeah, or the head coach's legs.
But you're in full kit with a hairy beard, right? Like you're going, you're coming out all covered,
wet and slimy,
full Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
somebody woke the baby smoking a cigarette.
10 points. I love
so
that.
Good.
You lost 2 points because birthing's just disgusting.
Massage really just minus 10 points for you.
So unnatural.
It's so unnatural. It does look unnatural.
Cesarean's only here.
Your favorite pub is burning down.
Yeah, Ken, you're going to say that. It's like watching your favorite pub burn down. It's one of my favorite choristisms.
You already passed out.
All right, Jimmy.
I think I'd want to walk in with a band. And
like
I think
a marching band?
I would pull up to the stadium, kind of like Billy Madison. Do you remember his first day of school where he pulls up in that IROC?
Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. And then I'd get out of the car, but it'd be a white suit. And I'd have a long wig on, and I'd walk in with the Bee Gees. Then you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman, man, no time to talk. And then I'd start walking down the corridor. And it'd be on the big screen. I'd be like, oh, fuck, there's Brennan coming. Yeah, that'd be it. Because you know the video of Staying Alive?
Yeah,
and
walking.
And I'd be just showing up all over the stadium, just walking up on the big screen.
Would you have moose knuckles, just like they did?
Oh, the
full on tight, like it. tight pants,
tight, tiger tight, where you can't sit down.
Yeah, you can
bang it off, and you can't get it off. You need the physio to come cut it off you.
But then, when you put the jersey on and you're in front of everybody and you're holding the scarf for the pictures, are you still wearing the wig or do you keep the wig on?
No, the wig stays on.
Okay,
wig and shades stay on.
I like it. 10 points. That's good. Okay, mine. You guys can judge mine. So, imagine a snooker hall, right? I'm sure you've all been to one.
Minus 10.
No, but there's close-ups of balls being sank, long shots, trick shots, then a close-up of the bow tie, and then the waistcoat. And then the last shot, right, is like a close-up of the cue ball sinking the black ball from the perspective of the pocket. And then it's a tight focus, and then slowly it comes out, and the focus changes to the person taking the shot, and it's me over the cue, and then a little salute to the camera.
And a snooker ball in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
A gag.
Who's snoring? That'd be amazing. Poor gag. Yeah. I'm being sodomized by the gimp. Yeah.
Can't get over there. It'd be a close-up of balls.
Yeah. And then it's the camera comes behind Sharms. He's linked over. He's leaned over the table, about to hit the ball, and you just see his thong.
It's getting better and better, right?
That's what I like.
Okay, there's a thong and a ball gag involved. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many points?
And then you still do this with the ball gag.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your two-finger salute.
Rhonda Brownlee's going to have a field day with this.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
At least make it a nice ass, please, Rhonda.
Rewarding points. If it's me, I give you minus 5.
Go with minus. That's not very nice.
We didn't mention the Rhonda's meme with Craig on the toilet that she cut out from that ad we did with North Star Bet.
That was amazing.
It was brilliant. With Jim, hey, break into the toilet.
Her, Monger's Whale Sack?
I did. It's. I'm going to print all these things out. We're going to do a poster, well, a calendar.
Well, yeah, I mean, the website is going to launch kind of next week, right? A soft launch,
yep,
so to speak, as opposed to a hard launch. And we're going to have all, we can get all their pictures up on the supporters page.
That's right.
Yeah. And then Phil did, he went to all of our LinkedIn pages. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
And then, cause Chris Corrigan put a picture of Janice from the Muppets and I'm like, hey, it's my Muppet looky-likey. And then Phil did all of us as Muppets.
Mm-hmm. Really? I haven't seen this.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's really good. In our from our LinkedIn profiles,
yes,
our LinkedIn profile with a Muppet as our as our person.
Yeah,
amazing. Muppet was this yesterday?
I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday or 2 days ago? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? I don't know how I missed that.
It was brilliant. So good.
Yep.
So good.
Wicked. What Muppet would you be?
Animal.
Well, I'm going to tell you what he put him up. No, I don't know who was Animal.
I don't think anybody was Animal.
No, let me find it.
Who was I? Got,
who was Bert?
I think Jimmy, you were Rolf.
Is Bert a Muppet?
Well, yeah. I think, yeah, he's in the Muppet family, but not on the Muppets.
Are they in the family? Are they? Because there's a puppet. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I guess.
Doesn't make it make it a Muppet. Muppets are very distinct.
Muppet racism.
You're Kermit.
Muppets is
Ernie. Oh, Craig was Kermit.
Right.
Because he, hi ho, Kermit the Frog. Yeah.
That's good, Wonger.
Oh, yeah. I can pull off a Kermit.
Hi. I thought you were doing John Walk.
That'd be
all right. Anyway, let's move on while you look for that. Next question. How about the supporters question? We'll leave the two beauties for the end, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the supporters club have asked this. After last weekend's loss for Chelsea, Mauricio Pochettino commented that he has no worries about being sacked from Chelsea and his full support of the ownership. What's the biggest lie you've ever told? And bonus points if you got away with it. Biggest lie. Jeez, that's a tough one, isn't it? Okay, Wonga.
Oh, your mic's
He's muted again. I what the?
No, I was looking for the Muppets, so I had some
play. What's the biggest lie you ever told?
Oh, I've told some.
No wonder you didn't do well on Tinder.
I put up Craig's picture on Tinder. That was the biggest lie. No, let me think about this. Give me 2 minutes because I'm doing this Muppet thing.
Minus right? 10.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
I've told a lot of lies. I got caught for my buddy and I in second year university. I said, hey, we're in the same poli-sci course, comparative politics of Eastern Europe. And there was a midterm where we said that the prof gave us two questions, a big one, like a big 10-pager answer and a 3-page answer. And I said, look, I know you're not a great writer. I'll do the 10-page. You use, like, we'll kind of just use each other's premise and thesis to kind of do the, so we only had to do half the work. Well, back in the day on a word processor, he uses mine, doesn't save it, hands in my whole thing and leaves me rewriting it the last second. We both got caught for cheating. I was trying to lie and throw him under the bus the entire time.
Oh, no.
And they went, you get an F2 because you looked at his work. And I'm like, motherfucker. So, yeah. So, and even funnier was my dean was Dean Martin.
Hell, oh,
no, wicked. But it was, yeah, the last Dean name Martin. Was Dean Martin. So I sat there and I got an F in the course and I didn't do any pride for McGill academics or McGill football team who went, what the fuck are you doing? I went, because you had to keep a certain grade point average up to keep playing sports too, right? That was very loose. Anyways, I lied and got caught. So okay, I didn't get away with it.
I'll give you 5 points for that.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I'm just keeping the scores a little bit lower because it's easy to add up at the end.
Minus 3 points as well? Because it fucking took forever for him to tell this.
Yeah, story. That should, it should be my, I think it should be a minus two.
Okay, minus two? Okay, you got minus
I
two.
I didn't like my answer.
I enjoyed your story, Wonger.
I mean, it's a terrible lie, right? As far as it was out.
Terrible
it's
lie.
A lie. Lies are terrible.
It wasn't a great lie.
Okay, JC.
So then there's this time I did a tag team.
And I said, no, of course I won't.
Well, I'll stay in the corner. Yeah.
My hammer was bigger than it was.
I'll just watch.
Oh, sorry, JC.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I should say this, but there never was a Timber Titans. I made it all up.
It was always Tinder Titans.
Always.
It sounds like a...
All right, JC, 10 points.
Sounds like a boxer.
Yes.
All right, Jimmy, biggest lie you've told.
One, I was supposed to go back to England for preseason. I had a party and a wedding to go to, and my grandfather was already passed away for about 6 years, and I phoned up, says, grandfather's passed away. I've got his funeral. And they gave me a few extra days off. Had a party, went to the wedding, and then came back. And then they looked at me and realized that I was a few pounds overweight, so I actually paid for it because I had to run by myself in the afternoons to get my weight off. So I had a really good summer.
The death lie. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yep, 10 points. I like that. All right, Craig.
Well, I once told a girl that I had a big, similar on this, and it didn't work out too well. So afterwards, the fact I lied about that, she found out that I had a massive one.
That's a lie. That's a lie as well.
Yeah. My life's a big lie.
It's always dangerous with the cock lie, isn't it?
It's double jeopardy, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah.
And then I got one ball. It was like, oh, fuck. I mean, I apologize.
Yeah. All right. 8 points for that. This is so difficult, this one. I'm still trying to think of one. All right. Dubs?
Okay. I was 16, went to a party, found a bottle of wine at our house. My parents weren't big drinkers. Opened up the bottle of wine at the party, and it was skunked. And I drank it anyway, got fucking so hammered and wasted and drunk that in throwing up, I burst blood vessels like on my face and one in my eye. My mom was really concerned the next day, ignored the fact that I was extremely hungover. Like, what happened to your eye? I need to take you to the optometrist. I was like, oh yeah, I was playing soccer yesterday and went up for a header and somebody elbowed me in the eye. And then my mom took me to the doctor and I had to lie to the doctor, look the doctor in the eye. And like, the doctor knew I was fucking lying, but I stuck to it. My mom never said anything and I never admitted that I was lying. And it was because I was so drunk and retching that I popped a blood vessel in my eye.
Wow.
So I got away with it.
That's a pretty good lie, actually.
Until now.
10 points for that.
Yeah. And she stuck with the character, eh? With the Amy athlete character when she was actually a reprobate barfing in the corner in her waste paper basket.
But I get the feeling that Amy's the kind of liar that would just, it would live with her like heavily and unconscious for a long time.
She's feeling guilty right now.
Eventually she's got to tell the truth, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is actually good therapy for you right now.
This whole podcast has been excellent therapy for me.
Yeah. I'm a terrible liar. I just don't generally lie. I just can't lie. I don't know why. I think I lied. Fuck, I don't know. I think I lied to my wife that I took the dogs for a walk last week. I didn't do it.
I think you lied to yourself when you put that shirt on. It's
Oh, the button up. You know, there you go. Yes. When I said, oh, it's much looser than it used to be. That was a fat lie. Like,
you go boss model.
Every morning looking in the mirror, I'm lying to myself. Oh, I think I'm looking quite good these days. Yeah. Bit of progress.
Wait, is all the wardrobes all lycra right now?
Yeah. 2 points for me because that was shit. All right. Okay, now to the buttes. All right, Jimmy, what's your question?
I need to get it up, Charms.
Don't we all? Hence the flaccid four.
That's why it's flaccid.
Oh, it's the flaccid. The flaccid four.
We're soft.
It would be a big sigh before you'd say it. They'd be like, oh, it's the flaccid four.
Again.
Have you found it yet, Jimmy? I've got it here if you want me to read it.
Yeah, read it out because why can't I find it?
Why don't we skip it? We've already talked about it.
I know, we already have.
Why would you talk about it?
you weren't here.
It's a good topic for a show, not a question to answer in 45 seconds.
Well, then fucking don't answer it then.
No, we'll answer it for you. Have you found it yet?
No, read it out.
Jesus. All right. So
it's the flaccid four.
All right. All right, here we go. New rules are being implemented and tested. For instance, the blue card and 10 minutes off. Who wrote this? Off for dissent and cynical fouls. Hey, there's the Muppets. Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh,
why am I the miserable eagle?
That's fair enough. Such actually. A good fit.
I love Jimmy. The little dog. That's his name brilliant. Now.
There you go.
Oh,
I love
really
that.
Great.
I love that Baby Jay is Fozzieberry. He's my
favorite. Hey!
I found Fozzieberry. His stick got tiresome quite quickly.
No, that, he's still lovable.
That checks
not
out.
For me at all.
All right. Okay. So let me start again. New rules are being implemented and tested. For instance, the blue card and 10 minutes off for dissent and cynical fouls. Do you like the modern progression of the game with VAR and other changes, or are we going overboard and affecting the integrity of the game? Again, a good topic, a good question. Is it befitting the Flaccid Four? I don't know, but let's start
with
you.
We talked about it already, but let's hear Jimmy. What Jimmy has to say?
Has it gone too far? Has it
trying no, to I think just... I think they're going too far. I think they are going very far with this. I think they haven't taken into consideration as well how it will affect the players physically as well. Because if you're off 10 minutes, one team's a man down, you're doing that extra running. And if you get another player to off again, like it's going to catch up. It's going to be too much. And then it'll affect the game as well, because then what happens is you have a tendency to bunker in. So now you're just going to protect the goal for 10 minutes so your player comes back on.
Now, what about the player who is off as well? And then it's on them to stay warm and to stay, and their sharpness goes down. And then, risk of injury potentially for that player coming back on when the 10 minutes is up.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And all right, how many points would you give yourself, Jimmy?
What's that?
Everybody's pissed off at you because you're sitting on the sideline and the other guys are running. Everybody else is doing.
Yeah, you're doing doggies.
Yeah. Right?
And then the other thing is, too, if the ref does give you a blue card, and we've already seen it many times where yellow cards aren't worthy of it or VAR is making decisions and not worthy of the decisions that they're making. So there could be mistakes where these players are getting blue cards and going to sit on the sideline. And then all hell's going to break loose.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a disaster.
Think about say Mbappe gets a blue card, right? So PSG or whoever, Real Madrid next year, just keep possession for 10 minutes, right? Meanwhile, he's getting 10 minutes rest. He comes back on the pitch, freaking just flying. It's actually a positive, right?
Yeah.
How many points would you give yourself there, Jimmy?
Well, the question I think was very, very good. I'll probably say 8. Let's go 8.
8? Okay.
I'd say 10. We didn't talk about how it would affect players. We talked about the game. So I think that insight was really, really
We'll give him a 10. We'll give him a 10. Yeah, here's what I think. I think nothing good has come off. Because overall, we're talking about overall, right? VAR, just the modern technology and how it's changing the games. I think, honestly, there's just jobs worths at FIFA and PGMOL and IFAB, whoever it is, and they've got to justify their existence by overthinking everything. I don't think the game is any less angry than it ever has been. It's always been angry because of officials and rules. It's part of the game. So now we're angry at systems, be it VAR and the rule book as opposed to just referees, but just stop overthinking this shit. The game is pretty simple. It's the easiest game to play in the world is football. Even the offside rule, the most complicated rule, is really quite easy. It's the easiest game. Don't overcomplicate it. Keep it simple. That's why it's the biggest game in the world. Simple as that.
Sharms, it is a simple game made difficult by us.
Yeah.
Complicated.
Well said, Jimmy. Well said. Sharms, I just want to jump into one thing I always heard coming from North America was how boring NFL and CFL football was, especially NFL, because there's so many breaks from Europeans and South Americans. The biggest thing I appreciate is the flow of football, right? Craig taught me how to appreciate it, to be honest. He showed me what to be looking for, and there's a little bit of education. But the same way, I just heard a stat out of a 60-minute NFL game, 4 times 15-minute quarters, 18 minutes is of play. That's
18
it.
18 minutes.
18 minutes in a right three-hour game. That's like a three-hour.
Right there.
So you're the sitting issue. There going, what the? Whereas, I love this extra time. I love that I'm not sitting there going, there's a guy lying on the ground and faking it now. Where, there's some things that they have done in the last few years that have drawn me closer and more appreciative of the game. So these are those things. Yeah.
I'm giving us all 10 points across the board because we kind of hammered it in the first book as well there. I think we did a good job there. All right, last question, and it's Craig's. Craig, do you care to...
Can I jump in for a second? I just wanted to say on Wonger's answer, I really appreciated it because you said you appreciated the flow, which as Flaccid Four, you really appreciate the flow.
Ooh, yeah. I just took a Viagra, so I'm taking off right now. Just took a
Viagra. Blue cards, not blue pills.
Yeah, it's for the Friday flow. Everyone hears about Throwback Thursday. I do the Friday flow. I wake up, do the podcast, take a Viagra, and walk around with a boner all day.
Oh my god.
Well, the blue card could be sponsored by Viagra, right?
Oh, it would be so good. Yeah. Perfect. You're flaccid. Now you're not. And the blue card.
This blue card.
Well, because they're both going to give it to you with a stiff arm as well, isn't he?
Yeah, it's good.
That's right.
A little pelvic thrust.
All right, final question of the Flaccid Four is Craig's. Craig, take it away.
Like Jimmy said about that, it's hard to beat. I want to hear your take on Richie Larea going back to Nottingham Forest and whether you think he will see any playing time or what it was just they ran out of options what to do with him. What do you think, Amy?
I hope for Richie's sake that he gets a look under Nuno. I think it was obvious that Steve Cooper didn't fancy him. But he's added to that 25 player roster. Doesn't mean he's going to be included on any match day rosters, right? Mm-hmm. So my glass is usually half full, but I see this as Richie just being over there training. It might do him good in the long run, but I don't see him getting any time, unfortunately.
Jimmy?
I think he might get a few games. I think sometimes, you know, when a player gets pushed aside by a previous manager, a new manager comes in, and sometimes you're looking for that little diamond, and maybe you can get the best out of this player. And I think with Richie being in the squad, knows he's a little bit wounded, but done well over in MLS. And I think Nunes might be looking at it thinking, you know what, I'm going to give this kid a shot here. And if he does give him a shot and gives him all that confidence, then Nunes looks great, doesn't he?
And I think, you know, when you look at if Nuno doesn't know, we know he doesn't know him, but he goes back and looks at some of the video. He came on in the championship a few times and did well. It's like a new signing. You know, and he's got a great attitude. He's going to get a chance to prove himself in training, and hopefully he can change Nuno's mind. But you're right about a new manager. It's a new lease of life and a new opportunity. So, and I really think he's got the ability to do and hold his own in the Premier League. I really do. I think he's got what it takes. I think from a profile standpoint, they might think he's a little bit on the light side, but he makes up for that. He's actually a very strong individual and confident and yeah, I think he could do okay if he gets in that team. What do you think, Sharms?
I do. Yeah, I think he'll get some minutes. I mean, they're in the FA Cup still, right, against Man U. So they've got some games coming up.
That's true.
And if you look at the course of the season, I think right backs for Forest, there's been a few of them, right? Serge Aurier has played a number of games. Gonzalo Montiel, Nico Williams has played there a fair bit as well. They're trying a few different varieties and solutions which haven't really worked thus far, so why not give him a few minutes? And I think, like you said there, Craig, his attitude's fantastic, right? Richie's a good team player, good teammate, and he's going to bust his ass, so he might get some minutes, but I still think they'll figure something out. He'll be back in MLS for the summer. Jimmy's left, by the way. Jimmy had to leave, which is fine, so we can give him minus 10, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say much about him playing because I don't have any insight on that. But one thing as a fan, I'm not only as we talked about Chloe Lacasse making it be always being energetic on the Canada women's team, where you watch her even in her club games, you're like, wow, look at she comes on and makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Every time I see Richie Larea playing, and we've had him on our show, and I think we said this, he makes a difference. Whether it's usually 90% positive, but even a couple of those CONCACAF games at the back end when they had already qualified, he just came on, does his job, but does it so, like, he's always feisty as fuck, which is
I love Richie's end. I love watching him play.
And he's close to the line, but doesn't usually step over. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those guys, I'm like, look what he's doing. Look how he's moving the ball. Look how he's breaking down the defense. Look how he's making the run. And he has an engine on him, and I like an engine at 90% is different than an engine at 60, right? Mm-hmm. And when he runs, he's, you know, he's no Alphonso Davies, but he's not far behind.
you know? So I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think that confidence and that in-your-face kind of attitude would really suit him well over there. I don't think he would be fazed by it.
Fans would love him, wouldn't they?
I think so, yeah.
Plus, his name is actually Richmond, right? I think
it's Richmond. And it's actually Larry.
Oui. Yeah. Right.
Hmm. Yeah. Officially, but he doesn't mind Larry either. That's what's kind of turned into in Canada.
Mm. He needs to, he needs to change the manager's name from New No to New Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
I just say, Wonger, that's like the best insight you've ever offered, I think, from a footballing standpoint.
Not, not a story about the Viagra that I just took?
No. Yeah.
It was very good, though.
Who's excellent?
My under-desk boner? You don't like that insight?
JC's turn to provide some insight on Richie Lerae's future.
Yes, I think Richie will get to start every game and play a full 90 minutes plus extra time and will thrive and will be a thoroughly... Well, I think he deserves that, but I don't like... Well, I honestly don't know enough about it. I like Richie, though.
All right, Lerae. I like that. Best insight, Lerae. Nonetheless.
Yeah, thank you.
Craig, how would you score that round?
I thought that was great.
For all of us.
11.
11
for 11 everyone? For
yeah. All right. I thought all the answers were excellent, even Jimmy's.
Yeah, well, Jimmy got minus 10, though, right? Because he left early. And Craig, Dubs got 11, but also minus 5 for the new yes joke.
I didn't get to do an answer for the cards, by the way.
What, sorry?
I didn't get to do an answer for the last one, the cards.
What was your answer going to be? Something lined up. No, he's going to bring it back.
My answer was going to be, okay, why limit it to just having, you know, yellow, red, and blue? Why not go across the rainbow and have like 9 different cards with various different... One would be like you have to go out and bake something, come back, and then share it with the opposing team.
Like a challenge card.
Yeah. Yes. Challenge.
Yeah, I like that because it's a bit of Uno mixed with Monopoly cards.
Yeah. So guys, if I could bring you back to 15 or 25 years ago, MLS tried that. MLS did that.
They did?
In the 90s, yeah. Baking.
You had to bake a cake?
Nice. Yeah. Remember? They had the shootout goals. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some other rules, including the bake-off with a blue... You don't remember that? Yeah.
Stupid. Well, the pie man would not...
It's the kind of shit they try, though, isn't it?
Sweet or savory?
Who's the best hand juggler while they're running with a clown mask on? Yeah, exactly. Who can run the 50-yard dash, 50-meter dash?
The old North American shootout. I used to like that as a kid.
Kids like that kind of stuff, right? But kids aren't important. They're not consumers.
But the standings, they used to give 6 points for a win and 1 extra point for every goal you scored up to 3. So the max you could get was 9 points.
Wait, that's real? 6 points for a win?
Yeah. That was the old North American Soccer League standings. Yeah, that's crazy.
And an extra bonus point because it was the 70s and 80s if you streaked. So at the end of a game, whoever streaked got more points.
Yeah.
And they called them the streak. Boogie day.
There was a streaker at the snooker this year.
Was there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Balls.
Nothing
everywhere.
Beats the Dorito dust.
Nothing does. That was fantastic. No. All right. Let me tabulate these scores and then we'll get to footy picks. Yeah. Sound good?
Yeah. By the way, we had, while we're chatting, our friends from the Footy Prime Supporters Club. It was our 500th show and there was a couple people that we missed out on thanking.
Why?
Danny DiGio. Yeah. We wouldn't have been able. I know, but we didn't get to mention Brendan Dunlop, who was on our team for a year and a half.
I mentioned B at some point, but...
I wanted to thank him.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to thank Torstar. I also wanted to thank Torstar. We've been trying to push selling newspapers, as you may have noticed. We are going to be jumping to another platform, and we're going to have a big news press release that'll be coming out next week. We're super excited about that. And we're also going to be launching our website, which if I... You know, hopefully that's where Sharm said a soft launch. We are hoping it's a soft. Amy's just making faces about soft launches. Going back to the Viagra. So we have a lot of people to thank, but we wanted to mention those three other groups. And, you know, we have a lot of great things planned for Footy Prime and Footy Prime supporters across the board.
Well said, Wonga. Well said. All right, I've got the tabulations here. In last place was me.
on 17 points. I think I'll get over it. Second last was Jimmy, because he lost 10 points for leaving. And actually, we came in late as well. So actually, you know what? He lost another 10 points.
Yeah, he's late. Yeah. Party first to leave.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like he wasn't training, right? Yeah. So Jimmy was last place in 7 points. I was second last, 17. Next worst was Wonger.
Yep.
31 points. Dubs, 37. We got a tie for first place. We got a tie between Craig and JC.
Yes.
Let's just share it. Let's share it this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's share it like the pole vaulters at the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's all right. I forgot about that. Yeah. They do that with high jumpers too, right? If they have the exact same misses and the exact same faults. So I think those are the only two sports that they share like that. Are supposed to share. That happens.
Okay, bear with me here. It's time now for...
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
DJ Mello D.
All right, Supporters Club have put in their very conservative picks, but I don't blame them. They said this, and they got to get a win, right? So they took Liverpool to beat Burnley. They have Wolves to beat Brentford, and they have Leeds to beat Rotherham in the championship. That pays plus 193. $5 will pocket Craig's casket fund and whatever else it's for nowadays. $14.65.
Oh, you need a win. Tony Bett needs to start paying this casket fund out. So.
Yep, they do.
What are we at, Charms? Where are we at on our 500 beginnings? How much do we have in the bank?
566.
Oh, thank you.
So we're in the positive.
Perfect.
Somehow. Wow, we're putting them out of business.
Yeah. $66.
All right, Dubs, what are you picking this week?
I am going back to Serie A Femminile, and with Roma, because our Evelyn Vien is back on a scoring train, doing very well, as are they. They beat Juve last week, 3-1. Some great goals in that game, and they're playing last place Napoli. So I am going Roma over Napoli.
Nice.
Roma over Napoli. Okay,
let me. Amy, where's that league stand in the whole scale of all the leagues in the women's game right now for equality?
I would say it's definitely top five.
Yeah.
I think it's above the Scandinavian leagues. I don't know if it's quite as good as the German league, but probably better in terms of parity.
It's one of the best bits of fun you ever.
What's happening? Oh no! I think JC's premature JC.
Oh no! Forget Jimmy. I said that. Sorry.
Okay, we didn't see anything there.
Sorry,
we didn't see
Dubs. Anything. I figured it out. Just so you know.
So Roma beating Napoli, right? You said there, Dubs.
Yes.
Okay, that's -2,000. Should be a pretty confident win there. All right, Wonga.
Oh, I'm going to go football prime. And I'm betting on the Super Bowl. And I think it's going to be a blowout. Blowout. Yeah. So I'm picking Kansas City. They're looking up unstoppable. I don't usually cheer for the Kansas City. I hate the mascot name. I don't usually cheer for Kansas City. But I am. And they're going to beat the Niners. The San Francisco 69ers.
On the money line, right? Just plus 100.
Just call them the chefs.
The chefs. I love that. That's a great commercial.
Yeah, that's awesome, eh? The guy looking at the end zone. Yeah.
Exactly.
Greg, what do you have?
Nothing wrong with Kansas City.
Wonger? I don't like that. I don't like their. I don't like that name. I don't like Chiefs. I think it's stupid.
Also racist?
Well, racist and stupid, yeah. Yeah.
But they're winning though, so it's fine. Apparently.
It's stupid. Hey,
they're winning, right? And they're popular, and they have older, Swifty in the stands there, so it can't be racist.
Yeah,
I guess they get away with it because of the Chiefs. You know, like they're the leader as opposed to Indians or
Except they're Redskins. Then they do the chant and all that kind of stuff, which is
how the hell did the Redskins survive so long? That name. If you think about it,
that's crazy.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then replace it with the Commanders.
That's it's hard.
Not pretty bad, too. Not racist, though.
No, just bad.
Just bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's, you know what it is? It's undie-ish. because underwear don't like commandos. Because you go in commando, you're not wearing underwear. Wow, I'm really reaching. Reaching. There.
Oh, that was a reach.
No, I'm just lost in like
that. That was
10
worse
points.
Than my Nuno pun.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely was.
Talk about you're coming in. Man. You're coming in next week in the flaccid form. Negative.
Nobody's coming in the flaccid form.
That's the problem. You might leave flaccid though.
Well done, yeah. Dubs.
Yeah. Soft out.
She just perches around. She lurks around waiting for her chance.
JC, what are you thinking?
We're going back to the National League in the England. I'm going to get a few months back, I guess. Couch was playing, and I really kind of shit on Couch. Couch is killing it. I got 80 points right now. They're towering over everybody else in the National League. So I'm going to take Couch over Ebbsfleet. Chesterfield over Ebbsfleet United.
Okay. Let me just
go Couch.
Ebbsfleet sounds like it's out of a Star Wars movie.
Mm. He was the guy that Darth Vader choked with his little magic force. Commander Ebbsfleet.
That's how I do it. I Darth Vader and choke.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. I can do it with my mind.
Oh, you know Darth probably did that, right?
Oh, God, it'd be so good. I'm lazy today, Darth would say.
It's a mind wank.
My lord, what are you doing under there?
Nothing.
Oh. So your father.
National League, here we go. All right, Couch, let me find Couch here. What are the odds here? Okay, so you're picking who, sorry? Chesterfield. Right, to be Ebbsfleet. Okay. All right, who's left here?
What are the odds on that? Oh, Dita probably.
Minus 556.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, who's I'm going on a limb here. I'm going way out on a limb. Liverpool over Burnley.
Yeah, I saw that one. We need a win too, though, don't we?
Yeah.
So in that case, I'm going to take, I was going to say Man City. Everton is kind of the same, isn't it? Yeah. City at home, the way they're playing right now. I'll take City. All right, Jimmy doesn't get one this week.
Jimmy's, you don't want to put it in, no?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Again, it's a flaccid four, so it's difficult to put it in.
I know. I actually...
Plus 250. All right, that's all right. Plus
sorry, I was speaking, Sharms.
Put it in.
No, I was interrupting you. I mean, no.
Plus $250, $5 wins a $17.
Oh,
so these are, I like to use the word pragmatic, and that's what these bets are this week. But when he wins, there you have it.
No guarantees there either.
No guarantees. I've been thinking about this one. We've mentioned it all year, especially early on, about getting one of Tony Bett's experts on the show. To talk us through some footy betting.
That's a great idea.
Maybe we'll do it next week.
Speaking of bets, Dubs, shall we?
Oh, it's happening?
It's happening.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da-da-da!
It's one of the best bits of fun you'll ever have in a night. Trust me, just do it. Just look for Looky Like It. Brilliant. Brilliant fun. Love Looky Like It. Looky Like It's over there, left. No, but the little kind of subliminal ones are the best balls. The best Looky Like It I've ever had. Just look for Looky Like It.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay. So this week, that was Sean Deitch talking about looky likeys, which is Sharms. Ages ago, you got me to say that I had that really husky voice from having a cold, and you got me to do my Sean Deitch impression, which went horribly wrong. But that was who everybody heard at the beginning there. And now this week, we have Bournemouth's head coach in Andoni Iraola and his looky likey in Doc Ock. Actor Alfred Molina.
I like Alfred.
That is uncanny, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good, right?
That's a great one. The mouth. It's a mouth, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but the eyes as well. The eyebrows, color of the eyes.
Yeah. Do you think he plucks between his eyebrows?
Yeah. Or I think if you zoom, there's a little bit of shading there. I don't think he does. Maybe Alfred Molina. Maybe a little bit of waxing happening.
How do you say, is it Andoni Iraola?
Iraola, yeah.
Iraola. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
very,
really,
very
a great
close
one.
To very good the goalkeeper. Ariola,
never seen them in the same room at the same time. I bet no one ever has.
Mm.
Yep.
Could be the same person.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And along the looky likey lines, I have to shout out Pierce Lang, brother of Cara Lang, who's involved in the game himself. And he went over to Manchester, and off the plane, he ran into Craig Foritz.
What do you mean?
He took a picture with the guy and called him Craig Foritz. So I'm unclear about whether his name was actually Craig Foritz or this is Pierce saying it was a Craig Forrest looky-likey and he dubbed him Craig Foritz.
I just wanted
to shout out Pierce.
I thought he was famous. I thought it was like that guy who played, remember the movie Trainspotting and we always say Craig looks like him?
Spud.
Yeah. I thought that's who it was. I wasn't sure.
So maybe I've got it all wrong, you guys.
I guess I've been missing a bunch this week on the web because
You can't miss our Twitter.
I'm all over it, but I missed that one. I've got to see this. And shout out to Pierce. Pierce is doing some great things for football in this country. Always has, and his sister was pretty decent too.
That's right.
Back in the day.
She's known as Pierce Lang's sister.
Yes, exactly. Great name too, eh? Pierce Lang.
Yes.
Pierce Lang. Yeah, that's a good name.
Honestly, I think it was a looky likey.
Okay.
Was it? Okay, well, we need to bring that up at some point so we can actually look at it.
Pierce Lang.
People can go back on this. Do we repost it?
Yeah. Well, we reposted. We said we did. We quoted it and reposted for sure.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
We'll look
maybe
it up.
Maybe after we post the pod, maybe we can put it in the thread.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can.
Okay.
So right. Make it work for Jason.
Maybe somebody can put it in the thread. I guess I'll be doing that.
I wanted to mention Dubs.
Why don't you just put it in
another Canadian? Yeah, exactly. Mr. Black.
We did not repost it, by the way.
When I step on your foot and say hello, Mr. Thompson, you say hello.
One of the best scenes in The Simpsons ever.
He's talking to you. Amy, you mentioned last night that you put it out. Someone had put it up, but it was a woman from Quebec, goalkeeper, national team, signed with. So that was a cool signing too.
Yeah, Lisiane Proulx.
Oui,
a goalkeeper Lisiane from Proulx. just down the street from me, Boucherville.
And she played at Syracuse.
From where I grew up, yep.
She was the second keeper? Sorry if I didn't know.
Third keeper. Yeah, because it's Kaylin Sheridan, Sabrina D'Angelo, and then Lisiane has been the third keeper in the last couple of months. And she was in Melbourne in the A-League. And so Bay, the new expansion side in NWSL, just signed her.
And Bay is out of San Francisco, if just Correct. Thinking that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. How old
are you? I don't know. In her early 20s, I believe. Yeah. She's not too long out of college. Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Really tall, good. Athletic, kind of modern goalkeeper. Great with her feet.
Time good to go. It's now 15. We're going to move. Good get out of here. FuboTV.com, thank you. They're showing a lot of football this weekend. Make sure you subscribe and save. FuboTV.com/footyfine. And wager on TonyBet.ca. So easy to win money. Like, Christ, just quit your jobs and earn your daily, weekly, monthly budgets by gambling. It's so easy. It's Fair Prime. We're back on Monday. We're getting the weekend and getting set for what is a big, big week for Footy Prime, the podcast. Thank you and cheers for listening.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by FuboTV and by TonyBet. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG.
Still no host for the 2027 Women's World Cup.
Oh, now, when I say hello, Mr. Thompson, and press down on your foot, you smile and nod. No problem. Hello, Mr. Thompson.
Talking to you.
I love that.
Oh, that's the best bit that GC did.
You can get your perfect
Mr. Prince. Hey, Mr. Prince, for advertising.
Yes.
We live printing it, Mr. Prince.
That's from invites for moments. We've been targeted with an ad from when Carrie was on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. Yeah. Got to jump.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.